WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Aldi has abruptly closed its location in Chicago's West Pullman neighborhood. 21st Ward Alderperson Ronnie Mosley issued a statement saying his office received a notice of that closure from the supermarket chain on Sunday and was told the decision is final. Mosley says the closure leaves residents of West Pullman without a grocery store that offers affordable, high-quality fresh food. Over the last 2 years, Aldi has closed stores in Chicago's Garfield Park and Auburn Gresham neighborhoods as well. The Chicago Bears have fired offensive coordinator Shane Waldron after just 9 games. He's being replaced by Bears passing game coordinator Thomas Brown. WBEZ sports contributor Cheryl Ray Stout says this may be a lateral move.
This is his first season with the Bears. He came from Carolina last year. He was the coordinator there when they had Bryce Young as the QB in his rookie season. So he does have a background dealing with young quarterbacks. However, he was very successful there. So this is just kind of like moving the chairs of the Titanic.
Head coach Matt Eberflus issued a statement saying he decided this was in the best interest of the team to move the offense in a different direction in the middle of a 3-game losing streak. Brown's first test as the play caller is going to be a big one. It's Sunday's game as the Green Bay Packers come to town. Defense lawyers and former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan's federal corruption trial are getting their first crack at a star government witness. My colleague Dave McKinney is following the trial. He reports prosecutors finished their questioning today of former ComEd executive Fidel Marquez after 4 days. Marquez has pleaded guilty to conspiring to bribe Madigan and is cooperating with the government. Marquez has testified about how the ex-speaker, through co-defendant and former ComEd lobbyist Michael McLean, asked to have political supporters put in no-work utility jobs. Today, McLean's lawyer got Marquez to acknowledge that many of the favors McLean sought on Madigan's behalf were part of normal lobbying. But Marquez also told jurors the stream of job asks from Madigan were morally and ethically wrong. The Illinois Attorney General is launching a statewide conviction integrity unit. This will investigate claims of innocence and remedy wrongful convictions. My colleague Anna Savchenko reports people submitting claims of innocence must currently be serving time for the sentence they are trying to reverse, and the conviction must have been for a forcible felony. There also must be new, credible evidence to support their claim. If a person is found innocent, Attorney General Kwame Raoul says he'll work with local state's attorneys to determine the steps for seeking relief.
Wrongful convictions destroy lives. Wrongful convictions diminish faith in our criminal justice system. They put victims and public safety at risk by allowing the true perpetrators to escape unpunished.
The unit has already started accepting petitions, and people interested in applying can find more information on the Attorney General's website. Weather, clearing skies today, so some sunshine, a high in the low 50s. Cloudy and chilly tonight, a low in the mid-30s. And Wednesday, cloudy with a high in the mid-50s, a chance of rain in the late afternoon. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.